Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com. Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering canoes, kayaks, and advice for anyone wanting to experience solitude on Wisconsin waterways. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
And now for something completely different. A TV show broadcast only on the internet.
Out athlete and America's gay sweetheart married during drunken Vegas weekend. Now that's too long for a headline. See, this is why I'm an actor, not a writer.
Jesus, we're gonna look bad. And we're gonna make the cause look bad. And we're gonna look bad.
Well, people already kinda expect this sort of nonsense from me.
We can't be married. They're novelty rings, exchange in the spirit of high camp such as we gays are known for.
Satirical performance pop art.
Yes!
That's a clip from the show Husbands, a sitcom about two guys named Cheeks and Brady who wake up after a drunken night in Vegas married. Now, there's a long tradition of newlywed comedies like I Love Lucy and The Honeymooners, but this one's billed as the first marriage equality sitcom. Charles Monroe Kane sat down with the show's creators, Jane Espenson and Brad Bell, who also stars in the show.
You know, Brad, I want to read something to you because it's such a great review. I want to ask your opinion of it. Ira Glass of Public Radio fame said that Husbands feels like you're peeking at the future of TV that's just barely coming into existence. Wow. Is that accurate? Do you think that's what Husbands is?
Yeah, I think Ira Glass is a genius. I mean, that's tremendously flattering and also creates a pressure, I think. Like, oh, really? We were just kind of making a show. But yeah, it's interesting to see how the world has changed since we have started making Husbands and the world we live in now. You know, when we initially started, there was absolutely no conversation of athletes coming out.
Even there hadn't been a high-profile gay divorce like it's happening now. Like,
yeah, that's
like
true.
We were sort of, you know, the thing they're worried about. It was a little prescient.
Yeah, it's interesting. It got really stale. And I was thinking about the sitcom. You know, I'm 45 and I grew up watching like Three's Company and these shows. You're like re-owning it again.
Yeah, absolutely. It was about reinventing that. I mean, I think especially with Three's Company, you know, and the whole setup of him pretending to be gay. And,
oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, you look at All in the Family or Soap or Mary Tyler Moore or Murphy Brown. I mean, so many social issues have been tackled through comedy for centuries. But, you know, in the last century, through the sitcom.
And what's interesting is you look at a show like Modern Family and you can go, okay, that show is right now of the moment, you know, all the different kinds of families that make up that family. Then you look back and you go like, well, you know what was telling that same story but relevant to its time was the freaking Brady Bunch, which
right.
We don't think of as an issue show, but the notion of a blended family was sort of new at that point.
When thinking about the gay content, did you feel that you could explore this greater because you were online and you weren't being looked at by the networks?
I mean, yes and no. I think to say, you know, we could explore this online in a way that we couldn't on television sort of implies that it's edgy, it's got nudity, it's got sex, and it doesn't. I think that networks would be hesitant to tell this story just because it's gay people. You know, they're young and sexy and in love, and you don't see them doing anything that you wouldn't see on, you know, Mad About You. But even still, I think that that's a risk that networks at the time were, you know, not necessarily willing to take. And so we felt free in that sense. But, you know, we were certainly not pushing any envelope.
But there was a moment where you and the man you marry are holding hands. And there's this nice moment where you say, I love you. And you give him a kiss on the cheek. And I thought, no, that's radical. Like, you could be naked and like, whatever. But that fact that you're in love and normal, I thought that was way more edgy than a lot of other things I've seen.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like, you know, we're in an era where you can access really anything you want, as explicit as you want. And in this case, I think that showing these guys in a monogamous relationship, married and committed to one another and in love and not necessarily, you know, dancing at a club or doing drugs or, you know, whatever. I think in this sense, it's edgy.
I play baseball on TV, okay? TV gays, they sing about acceptance or host daytime talk shows for housewives or acquire babies from exotic locations like China or wombs.
That is so not me. You've met me, right?
Do you feel you have a responsibility, though, to, you know, harkening back to Will and Grace, harkening back to Ellen, some responsibility to normalize gays so that America can move forward with its acceptance?
Well, no. I mean, I think that that would imply that gays are not normal and need to be normalized. Like, we need to package and sell them in some way that they aren't. I mean, you know, we're not doing anything but reflecting a story that we relate to and that I think everyone who's ever been in a relationship can relate to, because really everything is universal. You know, those emotions and insecurities and everything that you come up against when you're with someone is all the same.
There is something where I think we're pushing boundaries that other people aren't pushing, which is the character of Cheeks, who's the sort of smart one in the relationship.
And that's you. That's Brad's character.
And that's Brad's character. But he's the smart one in the character. He's also the more feminine of the two guys. And this idea of a character who takes their strength from femininity and isn't clownish in the process. I think that's something that we're doing that not a lot of other places are doing.
It seems like the characters in the TV show really struggle, though, with, I mean, there's a moment where one of the characters is a famous baseball player and he has to go on TV because America's all fired up about the fact that he married another man and that he might get caught up in his morality clause with his baseball team. And poor Cheeks has decided to try to be more normal.
Specifically in that instance, it was Cheeks being more masculine because, you know, you're more accepted not only by the heterosexual community, but also the gay community as well when you're, you know, well, yeah, maybe you like guys, but you're still a man, you know, you're a man's man. And so that was a point that, you know, we were making, is that femininity is not inherent with any of those things, and that a man can express himself as freely or as individually as a woman, for example, in society.
Honestly, I'm kind of a brain spin about what to say for this interview. I mean, I have spent so many years branding myself as someone who embraces stereotypes, because disregarding society in favor of one's authenticity is a very important step towards self-love and personal empowerment. So I'm just nervy. I might slip and say something like that is all.
You know, when you talk about putting the show out online, do you feel like, sure, you're doing it, but it's such a lower bar to be able to get things online, to get things started. Do you think that's going to create more diversity for all other sorts of content as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it already has. And I wouldn't say it's a lower bar. I would just say it's more democratized. It's more accessible.
Yeah, it's democratized in every way. You're going to see a lot more diversity among the people making this sort of TV, which will filter into all forms of TV.
And let's go back to, say, Ellen and Will and Jack from Will and Grace. For people in my family, this is the first gay people they ever met. And of course, so they thought, but this is the first gay people they think they've ever met. You know, it's interesting that, you know, TV has been a really integral part of the gay marriage fight and for gay rights in America. So I can see why people would be worried about it. Where do you see yourself in that continuum? Where do you guys see yourselves in that fight?
We know that one of the things that most convinces people to shift their political beliefs towards marriage equality or towards gay rights is, the number one factor is that they know someone from that community. Cheeks and Brady can be the ones that they know.
You know, this is so socially and politically complicated. Sometimes I wonder, can a sitcom really address such issues? Can it handle the gravitas?
I think a sitcom's a better medium because you tune in effortlessly. It's a half hour. Its passage is eased by humor. You don't notice that you are getting these political lessons. And that's coming from people you know and you like that you've invited into your living room for every week. I think it's the perfect medium for political expression.
Jane Espenson and Brad Bell are the creators of the sitcom Husbands. Charles Monroe Kane talked with them.